every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. Tonight is AEW Fright Night Dynamite. And we got a bunch of matches announced for the show, including a rematch. So we're going to give you the lineup for the show tonight. We've also got Saturday night's main event coming up on November 1st. That's this coming Saturday night. We got updates on that. A lot of injury updates and health updates to talk about. Actually, good news regarding Mike Rotunda. Still bad news, but better news than the update we had a couple of days ago. Abdullah the Butcher, Blue Demon Jr., Thunder Rosa's been out with an injury. We'll tell you about all of those. Got some contract updates, some new signings in WWE. Update on Chris Jericho and Jey Uso leading into his championship match, which is coming up this Saturday night. I have a theory about that match we've been talking about, and I'm going to tell you what Jey Uso had to say. SmackDown and Raw numbers, and of course, Tuesday night is NXT, and so we will have the complete NXT recap here. Actually thought the show was pretty good for about, I don't know, hour and a half. Then it went off a cliff. So we're going to tell you about that. Filthy Tom Lawler joins us as always. And you can text us if you'd like, 425-780-7566. That is the text message line, 425-780-7566. You can email me at 4wonline@gmail.com. Or, of course, Brian@WrestlingObserver.com. I'm also at 4wonline on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. We got a Halloween cameo special right now, $10 cameos. Check it out at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Filthy Tom Lawler will join us after the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary three-day, two-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler joining us here today. And we're going to talk about NXT a little bit later on today. You watched that show, Tom?
Of course I did.
Yeah, it was. It's not even a question now. Sol Ruk is fine. The doctor says she can return in time for Gold Rush, which is not that far away. What day is that Gold Rush show? November 11th or something like that?
Yeah, it's 2 weeks away.
Yeah, she's all right. So that's at least good. But we actually have serious health issues we can talk about that are not works. Mike Rotunda, we talked a couple of days ago. Barry Windham, his brother-in-law, was doing an interview with Bill Apter, and he said that Mike Rotunda was in hospice care. And Rotunda's daughter ended up noting that Barry misspoke during the interview, but did not do so intentionally. She said, "Our family would like to take a moment to clarify some information currently circulating online regarding my father, Mike Rotunda. Yes, my Uncle Barry did make a comment mentioning my father's in hospice care while answering a question about our late family member, whom we lost 2 years ago. We want to make it clear he misspoke, not intentionally. My father is not in hospice, rather in a rehabilitation center, suffered a massive heart attack September 20th, was in a coma for a week, spent over a month hospitalized. By the grace of God, he's now transitioned to a rehab center where our family remains present, hopeful, and focused on his recovery. It's been a long road ahead. Our faith in God remains strong. Deeply grateful for the outpouring of love, support, etc." So, rehab facility, as opposed to being in hospice care. Hospice care is usually end of life. So, hopefully he can make a big comeback here. That's the update.
Yeah. My grandmother actually went into hospice care and then got out and lived for a few years. On a rare occasion.
It wasn't my grandfather-in-law, maybe. But I think that same thing happened to him. I forget what exactly happened, but he was put in hospice care because he refused to eat. And then he, as a result of refusing to eat and everything else, he ended up having a stroke, and he recovered from the stroke and then was happy again. And he started eating and then recovered. I can't remember all the details. It was a completely bizarre story. But he also came out of hospice care. So all the best to him. Also all the best to Abdul the Butcher. Book Pro Wrestlers provided an update. There's a photo of him. He's in the hospital, awake, recovering, smiling, in great spirits. He suffered 2 strokes over the past few weeks, 84 years old, and he is also in recovery. So hopefully things turn around for Abdullah the Butcher. But the picture's online. He seems quite happy, actually. So hopefully he's doing better. And then Blue Demon Jr. was involved in a car accident. He was supposed to be doing an upcoming appearance for IWRG in Mexico. And he was going to be in a coffin casket match tomorrow, in fact. But he was involved in a car accident and is said to be in stable condition afterwards. He is stable and out of danger, intensive care. So it was a serious accident, receiving the necessary medical attention and follow-up. So another one. All the best to Blue Demon Jr. It has been a horrible 2 weeks between people passing away, people having heart attacks, strokes, now car accidents. And that's like the serious stuff. We're not even talking like the all of these, like Roxanne on Monday and Bron Breakker on Monday. And who else did we see injured? Last night, Jordan Grace got hit with the title belt and just freaking waffled with that belt. She's got cuts and marks all over her face. I don't know what's going on, man. What's the deal, Tom?
Wrestling is a tough sport, tough way to make a living.
It is. But do you have to really hit the person in the face with the championship belt as hard as you can? I mean, is there an alternative to that?
I mean, you know my thoughts. I love it. The more chaos, the better. Especially when I'm not the one getting hit.
Well, yeah, that's the whole deal.
You notice when I'm the one on the sidelines now, when I'm not wrestling, I love all this chaos.
Yeah.
The more people getting beat up, the better.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not the one in there, so.
What's up with your lighting, by the way? Did you get new lighting?
I kept the curtains closed. It looks a lot better, doesn't it?
You look all bright and cheerful today.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, that's too bad.
I can assure you of
What's
that.
What's going on? What's happening?
Not too much.
How's your rehab?
Same as it's been.
Talk to us, Tom.
There's nothing. There's virtually no updates.
Wow.
I'm virtually identical to how.
Well, actually, you're not.
At the last update. Well, no, because I shaved.
You did shave. That and the bright light. You just look like a cherub. Thunder Rosa has been out of action as well, Tom. Did you know that?
Yeah, can we get a positive health update?
I have really good news, said Thunder Rosa. Everything is going really well. I expect to return to the ring fairly soon. So, I'm trying to remember what happened to her. Continuing the rehab from the injuries I just had a couple of months ago. I can't remember what happened. But I don't even know what the injury is. I think it was an undisclosed injury in the first ever women's casino gauntlet match. I think someone like, maybe she broke a hand? I don't remember what it is. But anyway, she's doing better, and she will be back soon. So that's a good health update, right?
Those could be brutal. She did indeed break a hand, I broke one of my hands in a fight, and it wasn't like a normal fracture. It was like as if you dropped a popsicle on the ground and it shattered into a million pieces.
Yeah, that's not good.
The healing process was quite long and arduous, and it sucked. So I can understand being out for an extended period if that indeed was the case.
Well, there's always all of these injuries, and
turf toe is the other one.
Oh,
turf toe. It's like every time I would hear somebody being injured with turf toe, I'd be like, really? Come on. You can't play in the football game because you stubbed your toe. And then one day I was in a match against Jake Hager, and he was trying to beat me up on the outside, and I stubbed my toe on the television wire, and I had turf toe for months, and it was excruciatingly painful.
I'm pretty sure I've had turf toe since 2016. And still bothers me.
There's no way.
What
would you even stub your toe on? Wouldn't you just stub your head?
So anyway, I had a dentist, and he told me that apparently he had like the same thing I did, and he was going to go with surgery for it. And he was like, I got to be out of action. Like, I don't know what out of action means when you're a dentist, but like he had to wear like something on his foot for like 6 months. And then it was like another 20. I mean, it was like a ridiculous amount of time. And I was like, I'll suffer through it. Just terrible. Terrible. You want to talk any other injuries, Tom? What else you got going on?
No, I'm good.
Nothing? Yeah, hands and feet are tough because there's all those little bones. Like, look at when Adam Cole jumped off that thing and destroyed his foot, and, like, he was out forever. I mean, that was a big one. And, you know, a lot of UFC fighters have broken their hands just like you did, and, you know, it's rough. All right, we've also got Chelsea Green has re-signed with WWE. So, 3-year deal expired.
Big surprise.
She's re-signed. Expected to be a 5-year deal. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of re-signings, I think, coming up here. And perhaps another signing as well. Everyone's talking about Jericho. Everyone's talking about Jericho the other day because they had that video with the feet walking and people were thinking it was Chris Jericho and it was just actually a silly WrestleMania commercial. But Jericho did abandon the trademark filing for the Jericho Vortex, which was, I'm sure, clearly an idea he had for AEW. Might mean nothing that he dropped it, or it might mean that he ain't going to be using that in AEW because he's not going to be in AEW anymore. Certainly the feeling within WWE is he's probably on his way there. But until he goes wherever he goes, it's up in the air because he
maybe
keeps
he's the one
quiet.
That has the cards for that game that they're playing.
Oh, the... Yeah. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, we got more here. This person said, didn't Jay White have a hand injury? I think he did. He had a couple of injuries. I think the most recent was a hand injury. And Bianca Belair has been off TV since WrestleMania with a hand injury. So these hand injuries are no joke. So hopefully they get better soon. Jey Uso has opened up on the heel turn teases. He was on Raw Recap, and he addressed speculation about going back to his old bloodline ways.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Where is this recap of Raw Recap coming from?
I don't know, dude. I don't know where Raw Recap is.
Who's watching Raw Recap?
I have no
idea. Recapping it.
It might be.
Is this for the website? Is this for a different website?
It might be the bump, for all I know. Hunter says it's on Spotify.
The one on Naomi?
Yeah, it's for WWE, this guy says, on Spotify. So if you want to watch Raw, what's it called? Raw Recap? Very original name. Raw Recap interviewed Jey Uso. He says, I got a heavy list in front of me. I just can't play no more. I'm tired of people saying I'm just an entrance. I ain't got the skills to hold it down up top. I just switch modes. I might be going back to the old ways, bloodline ways. That kind of mentality got the job done. You guys in on me yet? I think CM Punk's turning heel this weekend.
Yeah, why not?
That's all you got? Did you watch Raw Monday?
You know what you could do, Brian? You could turn CM Punk heel, and then you could just do the real-life storyline of Paul Heyman going, hey, look, unfortunately, Braun, you're not ready yet. You're almost there, but you're not the guy yet. It leads to, obviously, the jealousy and the breakup, but...
Yes.
It's an easy out to this issue that they have with Seth Rollins, because clearly he is not going to come back in a heel role.
No.
He's going to come back and run roughshod all over whatever version of the Vision is out there at the time.
And you have to remember that they do plan things out. And while they can switch things because things happen, I mean, very clearly the idea was Seth was going to be the leader of the Vision through WrestleMania. And then whatever happened at WrestleMania, which was probably Seth and Roman, they were going to go from there. So probably Roman beat Seth. They turn on Seth, then you do the big Braun Breaker push. Well, everything happened in October. You ever watch WWE from like October through December? Like nothing happens this 3-month period. It's a slow period. It's the least watched period of the entire year for Raw because of Monday Night Football. And they're not going to do a post-WrestleMania angle in October. So I think that CM Punk replaces Seth Rollins as the leader of that group. He does everything Seth was going to do for the next 6 months. He faces Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. Roman beats him. They turn on CM Punk. By then, everyone's going to forget it's a recap or it's a replay. And then you go from there. So I think that's what they're doing. And Punk's interview, his interview on Monday, everyone's like, I didn't see it. Well, you're not supposed to see it. That's the point. They want you to think that Jimmy or Jay, they want you to think that either Jay's going to turn heel or Jimmy's going to turn heel on Jay. They've been pushing this hard. They want you to think that one of those two is going to turn. Meanwhile, they've had no hints of a CM Punk turn. But all he talked about Monday was, how far are you willing to go? How far are you willing to go, Jay? And he's not somebody hyping up Jay for a match with somebody else. He's hyping up Jay for a match with himself. So he keeps asking him, like, how far are you willing to go? How far are you willing to go? I think Punk's turning. I don't know that.
He doesn't even need to turn on Saturday because they could go with the big ratings draw, the big return, and to help Punk win the belt. And then we're left with the question of, did Punk know this was coming? Did he know that somebody was coming with Heyman to help him out?
Yes, you could do that.
When Austin Theory comes.
Actually, you could do that.
And helps Punk win the belt.
Austin Theory helps Punk win the belt.
And then you have another month of, does Punk know? Did he do it? Is he in cahoots with Heyman?
It's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea, Tom. Interesting. Maybe you should be a booker.
I mean, and you could even end up with Jimmy Uso also joining that group. Why not? Punk doesn't even have to turn.
Well, he's got to turn
obviously,
eventually.
Think it would be the bigger story if he did.
So SmackDown on Friday, 1.147 million viewers and a 0.29 in 18 to 49. So it was up a little bit.
Hey, someone in the chat here is asking if we're on meth. No, we're not.
No, we're not on meth.
But if you got the hookup.
Are we on meth because we thought CM Punk might turn heel? Is that the cutoff for being on meth nowadays? You think a guy in wrestling might go the other way? Huh. Interesting. You're on the wrong chat, brother. I've told you this before. Yeah, Tom's in the YouTube chat. That's like the dark web version of...
I could tell.
Then we got Raw on Netflix. Did 2.6 million views and 5.1 million global hours. So 200,000 more than the previous 2 weeks.
Is that a new stat from Big Data? Global hours?
No, this ain't Big Data. This is just Netflix saying this is how many people watch the show. They're not a Nielsen thing. So this would have been the follow-up to Seth Rollins' vision angle and the reveal of what the future of the WWE... So this was last week's show, not this week's show. So it did well. So that's good news. It's always good news, you know, when things do well or when, for example, people aren't hurt. You know what I'm saying?
I prefer it. Hey, you know, also... If
this guy says
up,
maybe we're on math. We're definitely not on math.
I can assure you that we are not.
Yeah.
If we can go back to good injury news...
What's that?
Right? You seen Kota Ibushi out there, a guy you didn't mention, doing squats up out of his wheelchair already?
Hopefully not with weight.
Flew back home to Japan. He was good enough, so maybe this man is going to heal a lot faster than we
thought. Well, here's the thing, Tom. If this would have been the Ibushi of 5 years ago, I would expect him back in the ring from a broken femur in about 2 months. But unfortunately, this is the Ibushi that completely physically fell apart over the last 5 years, and I see no current evidence that he has a superhuman healing powers. So, yeah. How do you bridge the gap between CM Punk and Heyman with last WrestleMania's betrayal? Well, it's easy.
How did it work out for Punk since then?
Exactly. It's easy if Punk goes heel because he can be a hypocrite. And he can be a guy where, you know what, I had that title, I won it for 30 seconds, and it got taken away from me. Well, all I want is this belt, and these guys helped me get it, and so that's it. That's all you need. He's a bad guy. You're supposed to think he's an idiot and a hypocrite.
Who better to help you get it back than the very people that took it away from you?
That's right, Tom. Why are we booking a promotion? Somebody here says, you know what we need for all these injuries is more house shows. And what's your take on that, Tom, as far as your injury career? Did you get hurt more when you were working more or when you were working less?
More.
You got hurt more when you were working more?
Yeah. Because you have to travel more. You have to wrestle more.
Yeah.
You know, I think... I also am not this gigantic risk taker doing very acrobatic moves out there. You know what I mean?
You certainly are not a risk taker.
I take risks, but I'm not doing nonsensical BS moves that you wouldn't do in a real fight. I'm a shoot fighter, Brian.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. If you don't figure out what that noise was, you're going to be on the end
of it. That was really weird. Why am I getting notifications? Hey, listen, I got the notification, actually. It was from Jeremy Finestone, Fight Game Media, speaking of strong style. This is the update on the Super Junior Tag League. You been watching it? Sounds like a no. Okay, so with one night left each in A Block and B Block, Thursday and Saturday. Yes, we got one night left. The results today have cleared up the scenarios for the final night of the B Block. In the main event, Ishimori and Robbie X defeated Desperado and Kuukai with X Express to get 6 points and stay alive. And it was a forfeit due to illness by Ishimori on night 2 to Kushida. Probably supposed to be both teams undefeated at 8. Kosei Fujita and Robbie Eagles reached 8 points after a win over Tiger Mask and Yamato. Kushida and Yuki Yoshioka defeated Dick Togo and Kenemaru with a cloverly submission. They are theoretically alive with six points. All night, November 2nd, we'll see an undercard of Kushida and Yoshioka versus Desperado and Kuukai with a main event of Eagles and Fujita with 8 points versus Ishimori and X with 6. If Kushida and Yoshioka win and Bullet Club wins, we have a 3-way tie with 8. If Kushida's team loses, then if TMDK wins, they'll have a clean sweep of the B Block. Bullet Club wins, they will score 8 and advance on a tiebreaker to face the winner of Doki and Sho versus Wato and Yo. Got all that? Now, the good news is...
Where's the circus music to play?
We actually have recommended matches, which is the first time in this entire tournament that Jeremy has told us there are any matches worth seeing. So, night 1, TMDK versus Desperado and Kuukai. And night 4, TMDK versus Kushida and Yoshioka. So, apparently, TMDK are the MVPs of this thing.
Listen, anytime you get Kosei Fujita in there with Kushida, that is a great matchup. So I hope that they all advance and just wrestle each other again.
Well, we'll be back in a moment with the NXT review. Filthy Tom will be on deck. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is ready to deliver the goods. Aren't you, Tom?
Sure, yeah. After a
crack that deck.
I'm not doing it again. After a video package about Halloween Havoc, which took place, Brian, from Prescott Valley.
I hear you're going to move there.
Arizona this past weekend. Boy, I'd love to. I hear there's only like 2,000 people there.
Wow.
And irate Trick Williams is verbally assaulting the production truck. He went to the ring, continued to talk big until Ricky Saints ran down. They fought, and then they were separated by all the goons from the back. The goon and goons ran out, gooned their way around, stopped them from fighting. And then we had the opening contest, the WWE Speed Finals, perhaps semifinals. We've never gotten clarification.
Who the hell knows? But what a winner.
The winner will face... Oh, my God. The winner will face El Grande Americano. This match...
They did this because of you and me for some reason. They were like, these guys really like these speed tournaments, so let's do the worst speed tournament we can possibly do with the stupidest match possible with the worst winner imaginable.
The worst speed match in history. This should be studied for eons to come.
Actually, every one of the speed matches since they went to NXT have been bad.
No, Axiom and whoever it was.
Actually, yeah, there was. It was Axiom and whatever his name was, but that was a good one.
Yeah, Sean Legacy.
Sean Legacy, yeah.
That's who it was. Okay, so imagine if we could set the stage, a speed contest, right? You have 3 minutes to try to win.
Yeah.
You should probably do so as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Try to get some pinfalls, maybe try to hit some of your biggest moves and get covers right away and continue the offense. For the first minute of this match, nothing happened. They played cat and mouse, both guys. Played cat and mouse for an entire minute. Then Jasper Troy hit a backbreaker and put on a rest hold.
A hold.
He put on a hold
in a speed match.
You know what hold he did? He put one hand on Axiom's chin and he pushed it to the right. He put his other hand on Axiom's knee and he pushed it to the left. And he exerted some force and grunted.
I'm not sure he exerted any force.
Maybe not. He showed no sense of urgency, didn't try to put this match gimmick over whatsoever. Then Axiom locks on a sleeper hold with 30 seconds left, but Troy hit a clothesline, a world's strongest slam, a black hole slam, and he won. Bravo and Rayo were in the crowd.
God.
They did not look pleased.
Bro, the finals the championship match is El Grande Americano versus Jasper Troy.
There will not be one person there cheering for Jasper Troy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, almost in the history of wrestling, every other heel would have at least one person that'd be like, you know what? In this match, I'm just pulling for them. No way.
And think about this. The speed division is NXT now. So they're almost surely going to give Jasper Troy the speed title. So the inaugural NXT speed champion is going to be, of all people, Jasper Troy.
Not happening.
No, this is done specifically to infuriate you and me. Congratulations, you got us.
I am seconds away from headbutting my iMac
Just telling you, dude.
And ending the show for weeks for me. Well, speaking of the speed title, Sol Ruka gave up the speed title.
This actually was very good. So they're backstage, and she's talking about how she's not going to be back for a little while. And so now Ava's so concerned about this stupid speed title. Second week in a row, she's like, well, what about the speed title? And so she says, do you want someone to defend it for you, or do you just want to relinquish it? And Zarya, of course, defended the women's title and lost it, or the North American title. So Sol kind of, she goes, I think I'll just relinquish it. And so now Zarya's really mad. And then Sol goes, well, when I'm healed back up, I'm going to come back and I'm going to win back both of these titles that I never lost. And now Zarya just storms out. I was like, I like this angle. I don't like that they're breaking these two up because they actually have charisma together, but it's a good little angle.
The Culling made their way to the ring where the NXT Women's Champion Tatum Paxley got some big "you deserve it" chants from the crowd. She said, if this creepy little weirdo can be NXT champion, anyone can.
Wow. What a way to put over the title. Any said, creepy weirdo can win this belt.
She wants to give anyone in the back a chance. Izzy steps in. Izzy's like, look, no one's happier for you than I am, but you should make everybody else earn a shot like you had to. Tatum says everybody missed the Halloween Havoc wheel in the lead up to it. So Tatum is going to spin the wheel. She got one made. Whoever it lands on gets a shot tonight. They know Izzy's name, not on the wheel. And then it lands on Lola Vice, who later on Tatum runs into her backstage. They are so happy to be wrestling each other later.
Yeah.
We then see Trick backstage. He walks by OTM. Then Ren is trying to hype up Kendall Gray, who asks her to accompany her to the ring to defend the Evolve title against Lash Legend. Then they had the match, and like Booker T is putting over how long Kendall Gray's been around and how she's a champion. He goes, she's been in the business for a little over 2 years. I was like, what? Kendall Gray
yes.
has been around in NXT for like a little over 2 years?
Yeah.
We barely seen her? I was baffled.
Not in NXT. That's how long she's been training.
Well, I know, but still.
It's still incredible.
Yeah.
But she's so good.
She should have been there earlier.
Well, yes.
By point.
Yes, she should have.
They showed Jordan Grace in the back squatting 225 for reps as a warm-up for her title match as she stared at a picture of herself as a Knockouts champion. That was preposterous. You are not going to go back there and hit squat reps in the rack before you get a title match
in 30 minutes.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Not well.
Kendall worked the whole match going for the ankle lock, but then won with a jumping flatliner. So she's just a team angle. She's using all the team angle finishers and got the quick upset victory here.
Yeah, I was very, very, very impressed with Kendall. Like, she's just great. She sells well. Everything looks good. She takes good bumps. Everything looks believable. I mean, she beat Lash Legend, which they called an upset, which is kind of, I mean, it's sort of silly because she is the Evolve champion. I mean, I realize that Lash has been on the main roster and everything, but like, it's kind of weird. That's what they said. It was Vic.
Tavion Heights and Miles Bourne had a wrestling match. Speaking of wrestling. That focused on Heights, the Greco-Roman Olympian controlling Bourne with a headlock, which. Josh Briggs made his way to ringside, got involved a little bit before Bourne dove onto him and Heights. In the ring, each man tried for their finisher, but Bourne was able to counter Heights' belly-to-belly suplex, and he hooked the leg, which at first I was like, why is he pinning the Greco-Roman Olympian? But then I thought, you know, in Greco-Roman wrestling, leg attacks are not allowed. So Miles Bourne went to Tavion Heights' big weakness there, hooked the leg, and got the victory. And then Briggs and Heights brawled afterwards. Trick Williams then laid out Bourne with a chair shot, called out Ricky Saints. Ricky Saints came in from the crowd. They brawled again as security intervened. And then Tatum Paxley kind of defended the women's title against Lola Vice. They wrestled for a little bit. And then Fatal Influence ran out. They laid out Izzy, which Tatum kind of like looked around. She didn't go and help her immediately. And then Fatal Influence cornered both Lola and Tatum and laid them out as well. There was a Blake Monroe bubble bath video package where she said she will first defend her new NXT North American title in a fitting place, which will be Madison Square Garden, the theater at Madison Square Garden in New York City. It's a good video package. Then we had Zarya. She's backstage. Zarya and Sol are being interviewed, and Zarya's like, I'm going to win the titles back for you, Sol. Fatal Influence walks up. JC Jane walks up. She goes, you're not the only one that lost the title this weekend. Shut up. And they did. And then the camera just followed JC, and she made a challenge for a match that was already announced for next week, as Fatal Influence will take on Lola Vice, Izzy Dame, and Tatum Paxley. And then we had the main event, which I have been waiting the entire show to get into.
Yeah.
TNA Knockouts title. Yes. I really, Brian, I enjoyed this match.
Oh, yeah?
I enjoyed this match for about 10 minutes. And then the bane of my existence. Every time I watch a WWE show and I'm starting to really, really enjoy it, something like this happens. Trick Williams and Ricky Saints, who we've seen fighting all over the arena multiple times, spill out from the back. They're fighting around the ringside. The referee quits paying attention to the action in the ring. He's drawn by the ref. What are you doing, David Sanderson or Brad Sanderson or whatever your name is? What in the world are you doing? Kalani grabs the title, but she has an existential crisis, decides not to use it. Jordan suplexes her. The referee decides, well, now it's time to start counting. Gets in the ring. She kicks out. And then Saints and Trick fight into the ring, inside of the playing surface. This idiot, incompetent ref stands around with his hands on his chrome dome, wondering what in the world I should do. Has he ever seen a sporting event in his entire life? If you're watching a baseball game and a guy runs out on the field, what do? They stop it. There's nothing going on. A pinfall had just been made. Put the woman in the neutral corners. Put Kalani on one side. Put Jordan on the other. Say, let this play out. Let these two guys fight until this is over. Get them out of the ring and then resume the match. What does this moron do? He stands around. I think he's trying to get a signal from the aliens you're about to cover on After Dark in 2 hours. He never gets
Ghost.
It. He follows Trick, and he follows Ricky to the outside, keeps following them around, and this dolt misses Kalani whacking Jordan in the face with the belt and getting the win. I was so mad. So angry.
I'm glad you covered that.
This David Sanderson guy should be fired.
Tom.
Terrible. The worst ref. Brian, this was the worst ref job I've seen in
Okay,
ages.
Okay, listen. The ref was an idiot, all right?
Like, it wasn't like there was a streaker out there. This happens like every match. Pay attention to the freaking match.
Tom, there's a larger issue here than the referee.
Is it the fact that Saints speared Trick through a giant sticker?
The bigger issue here, Tom, is that Ava is completely incompetent. Do you realize these two guys started fighting in the opening segment of the show? They fought throughout the building for 2 freaking hours, and she didn't do a thing about it. She didn't make a ruling. She didn't hire more security. She had 2 hours, didn't call the cops. No, she let them continue to brawl until they ruined the main event. And then at the end, she comes out and her freaking solution is, I'm going to reward Trick Williams with a rematch for the NXT title in a last man standing match. Thank God you did this review, Tom. I will save my fury and profanity for Thursday's Brian and Vinny show, because I got a lot to say. But we'll be back in a moment with more Observer Live.
age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime, located right in the middle of the country. You can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I got time to talk about it here, but on Thursday, I'm going to explain why, as much as this Ava character drives me absolutely crazy, it is the most consistent character in all of wrestling. And it was proven once again here on this show, when instead of trying to solve the problem, she waited 2 hours hoping the two guys would solve the problem on their own, but they were unable to. And finally, she had to make a stupid solution to this problem. Okay, a couple of things. First off, tonight on Dynamite, we've got Samoa Joe, Bobby Lashley, Ricochet, and Hook in a 4-way for the Adam Page title shot at Full Gear. Even though we already shot the angle last week for Samoa Joe to get the match. So that's weird. Young Bucks, FTR, Jetspeed, and Jurassic Express, number one contenders match. Queen Aminata and Jamie Hayter versus Julia Hart and Sky Blue, AW Women's Tag Team Title Tournament quarterfinals. A Don Callis Family Summit, and a rematch of Jon Moxley versus Kyle O'Reilly, which was a very, very good match on, I think it was Collision this week.
No, it was Dynamite last week.
It was Dynamite last week? Okay, well, they're going to do a rematch. So I should also mention that it is the Wednesday before Halloween. We have an After Dark, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, and we have a special guest, Julie Fisk, is going to be on the show. The Haunted AF Podcast. And she's got some spooky stories. And we even have Ghost Audio. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline. However you're listening to this show,
they've been a band for years.
You can listen. You can listen to After Dark Radio, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today, so don't miss it. Thanks, Tom. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.